How important are those things, do you think, to the overall success of the fair?
Very important.
Yeah.
You know, that's what draws the crowds. It gets people here, gets people on the midway, puts them in the grandstands, and we're hopefully going to put on a good show for them.
And, again, by I think I mentioned most of them, but by motorsports here at the fairgrounds, you deal with what specifically in addition to the stock car races tonight?
The tractor pulls, stock car races, the mud drags from the Overlanders, the figure eight series, and the demolition derby.
What's the biggest of those? I imagine the demo derby probably
demo
draws
derby
a lot
or
of
figure
people.
Eights draw the most crowd. Yeah,
yeah. I was going to say, growing up, when I think of county fairs, I always thought of the tractor pulls, but I guess that's kind of shifted a little bit to the demo derby, right?
Yeah. Tractor pulls have been growing here lately. We've been trying to do a little better job of getting a wide variety of different types of tractors and trying to please the crowd a little bit better.
And you started out the week was it the tractor pull or was
harness
it?
Racing
harness
started
racing.
Monday night,
yeah.
And
okay.
Tractor pulls were last night, yes.
There you go. So, and how did the tractor pull last night go? Good, I
thought it went very well.
Is it, it's a little dry out here that makes the track a little dry. Does that cause problems?
Yeah, I was out here till about 1:30 last night and was back out here about 6 o'clock this morning.
Oh, yikes. Well, hopefully you get a nap in by about, Saturday night or Sunday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Dwayne, you're promoting the stock car races tonight, that's right?
I am. With a lot of help from Josh. It's not only been me, but I've been around for a long time, and we've been working really hard this year to add some things to the Knox County Fair Race. And if you aren't here and you're a fan and you know anything about racing or you don't know anything about racing, we get 20 modifieds in the field tonight.
Wow.
You got a chance of winning $2,500.
That's not bad.
A fan, not just a driver, but a fan.
Oh, that's good.
Josh was a big part of this. We put a back row challenge on. It's actually $10,000 total. One driver can go to the back of a 20-car field. If he can win the race, he gets the $1,000 to win plus an extra $7,500. And then one lucky fan who will get that driver early this evening can follow him all night long, and they can take home $2,500.
That's great. Dwayne, what makes you as passionate as it sounds like you are about these stock car races and maybe motorsports in general? What first got you interested in it, and what keeps you going with it?
Well, I think that the key is, and one of the things we're trying to do is keep fans involved and get young kids involved. I got involved when I was a young kid. I remember, before I can remember anything else, I remember going to races with my dad. And that's some of my first memories, is going to races with my dad. My dad never raced, and I've only raced a little bit, but I got involved in taking photos and then announcing and then promoting and flagging, and I've done all that kind of stuff with racing. But once you kind of learn to like it and you watch it, and hopefully we can put on the kind of show tonight that'll get the fans in the stands here wanting racing more often here in Knoxville.
Is that what it takes to get good at racing, though, is starting out as a kid? Or could someone older, like, well, not necessarily my age, but maybe someone maybe teenage or older that maybe gets that spark maybe a little later than other kids perhaps, can they learn this and do well in it?
Oh, you can learn it and do well. It depends on what you consider well. At this level that we have here tonight, you can start at whatever age you want, and you can be successful. Now, if you're wanting to go to NASCAR or IndyCar, then you're probably going to start when you're four. But
yeah,
if you want to grab a hobby stock or a street stock that we have here tonight and you want to go racing, they put a ton of time and a ton of money into those cars, even though they don't race for as much money. But it's not as expensive as a late model, but you can still go out and be successful. And you're going to see there are a lot of good cars in this pit area already this evening, and they're still rolling in.
You really have to know your stuff to be as involved in that, though, regardless of when you start, right? You really have to know about cars and stock cars in particular, right?
Well, you do. Well, when we say stock cars, there's very little stock about any race car anymore. It used to be, when they called them stock cars, that they were essentially stock cars.
Maybe I'm just old-fashioned because I still keep thinking of NASCAR as stock car racing, and that's not really it either.
Yeah, there's
right?
nothing stock on a NASCAR car, just like there's very little stock on these cars. The street stocks will have some stuff that's stock on them, but for the most part, you learn as you go. And you were talking about somebody starting in racing later. They don't. You can be a fan, or you can be a helper in a race car, and you can learn a lot and hop in a race car and be really good right off the bat, because you don't have to be in the seat necessarily to become a big, because you understand what needs to happen.
Josh, I'll ask you the same question I asked Scott a little while ago. Mm-hmm. How long have you been on the fair board, and what keeps you involved?
I have been on the fair board for 3 years, okay. But I've been a superintendent out here for 26.
Wow. What keeps you going with all that? That's a lot of work.
I just love it. It helps the communities. I just get a real satisfaction from being able to put on a good show for the people.
And he gets to work with people like me.
Well, you know, I was going to be a little more subtle about that, was what I was going to say. But
that's probably the farthest from the truth, actually.
Are you a racing guy too, Josh?
Absolutely. I love it. I've been doing it since I was a kid.
What keeps you interested in it?
I just love everything about it.
Yeah.
The noise, the speed, everything. I have an 8-year-old son. He's getting into it. He loves it. He actually wants a race car, so...
Dwayne, talk about the races again tonight and what folks will see as they come out here to the grandstand and that sort of thing.
We've got four classes of cars tonight. We have late models, UMP modifieds, which are nationally sanctioned this year. We have a sport mod, B mod group, which is a quote-unquote lower level of modifieds. It should be a cheaper level of modified racing, and we have street stocks. Each one of those will run heat races and feature events. We are going to do a driver introduction for the UMP modified feature, which will be the last one. And we will do the fan draw to see who gets to take part in a back row challenge at the beginning of the night. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of fan interaction, and we're really looking forward to it.
About 45 minutes from now starts with the hot laps at 6:30, right?
Hot laps are just a chance for the guys to get out, feel the racetrack out a little bit, see what the cars need to do. Then we'll come back 7:05-ish or so,
okay,
do heat races, and we'll take a little break, get everything in order, and we'll go feature racing. It'll be four feature races and at least eight features, it looks, or eight heat races, it looks like.
What are they doing now, the racers, ahead of the hot lap starting?
They are getting cars unloaded,
yep,
getting things ready, looking at the racetrack. Josh, as he said, has been putting water on this thing, and the rest of the crew, not just Josh. A whole lot of people have been out here all day putting water on the racetrack, and it's so dry. It's been so dry here, and this track is so big. It's one of the few half miles, really, in Illinois, period. And it takes a lot of water, and they've been putting water on it all day long. I think it's going to be pretty decent. If we have to put a little water on throughout the night, we can do that, but I think it's going to be pretty good. We've got water in the right spots, and I think it's going to be good racing.
All right, again, Josh, talk about the rest of the motorsports going on this week here at the fair.
Tomorrow night we have the Overlanders Mud Drags. Friday night we have the Figure 8 Series that's going around all the different county fairs and different towns around the area. The Western Illinois Figure 8 Series. And then Saturday night, we have the big demo derby. Got a short bus demo this year.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
So there's going to be four or five or six short buses out there crashing and smashing. So.
You can find out about all those on your website or on our community
KnoxFair.com.
Or on our community events page at WGIL.com. And, gentlemen, anything else we should know about the motor racing out here, either tonight or the rest of the week?
I just hope to see everybody out here. It's a beautiful night. No rain in the forecast, thank goodness.
That's great.
That's been a big hindrance for us in the past, but
no doubt.
Should be a beautiful night to come out and watch some good racing.
Absolutely. It is warm, but there is a breeze. I'm sure you've said that in the weather forecast 25 times today, right?
At least 25 times today. Yeah, thank you for noticing, by the way.
Hey, I pay attention.
attention. Bless your heart. Dwayne Hewitt, the promoter of the stock car races tonight here at the Knox County Fair, and Josh Smith on the fair board and in charge of motorsports here. Thanks again for stopping by, and thanks again for all you're doing for the area and for this
fair. Thank you.
Thanks. Please get out. If you're close enough to hear us, you're close enough to get here still.